Hi, how are you? You doing good? I don't really care. How are you, though? You having a good day? You happy? You excited for Thanksgiving? I'm in the middle. I do have plans, and I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Question out there to the person that decided that turkey is the official meat of Thanksgiving. Why can't it be porterhouse steak? Man, funk that! Come on now. Oh, yeah. I've always said to myself, why is it going to be turkey? It makes you gassy. Everything does. And it's not steak.
And now, back to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy on Fresno's Hot 97.7.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
The semen was so big.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied, I'm a giant. Rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
Music. It is my cat's 8th birthday! And since cats live to about 17 to 20, holy midlife crisis, Luna!
Oh. Hey, Luna, it's your day. White fur shining, you're the star today. 8 years strong, you're still the queen. The cutest cat we've ever seen. Happy birthday, Luna, life. Every cuddle makes the world complete.
Yeah! Go to the club and ask for this song.
Radio waves can't match your glow. Luna the legend, the world should know.
Yeah.
Every whisker tells a story. Every meow a little glory.
Howdy.
Friend, a love that will never end. You're the magic in the hoppy hour.
My cat.
A furry ball of joy and power. Happy birthday, Luna. You like the way it hoppies hard. You always stay.
Enough of that. Oh, yeah, this is my cat during the hurricane. Happy birthday. I'm going to cuddle you tonight. And then you to sleep by my feet because I move around too much. So, what a life Luna has lived with my ex-fiance about going on, wow, 8 years ago. In January, we were at the place that no longer can sell animals because of my scathing Google review.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, we were at the CVS on 38th or 37th Street, right by that Publix.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place called Animal House. And they're so great. They sold me. I know you're supposed to adopt, not shop. But my ex was looking for her prescription. And it was running late. So we went next door to look at the animals. And there was just this cute little cat staring at me. Like, save me, daddy. Save me. And that's exactly what I did. They were so excited to sell her. It was a little too freaky. We find out there's all this stuff wrong with her. So then we had to, go to the vet. Had to ask my mom for money. And then she was fine. But then November 2020, during the election of two stupid boomers between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I was living in a shack that I lived in for about 6 years, and my cat decided to go underneath the house. She would explore outside to come back in, but my cat's not meant to be a house cat. She's not really she's not meant to be an outdoor cat. She's not really about the life. She thinks she's about the life. She thinks that's what she wants, but it's not. And she went outside, and I had to get an animal trapper because, first of all, she was underneath the house of my neighbor. And then she almost died because she ate a bad lizard. Everybody out there that their cats go outside in Florida, trust me, you don't want the lizard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the ones that, you don't want the ones that are going to eat the lizard because then they'll die. And I had to do a GoFundMe for about $4,000. And the Bone family donated about $2,500, and she's alive. So Luna's had quite the life, which is why I think she's going to live a long time, is because she's already faced death. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Luna. And it's also weird. Today is the 11th anniversary of when I found my dad dead in his room as he lost his battle. And I don't like saying the whole term lose battle. I think it sounds like he failed. When he died of leukemia. And it was, of course, on Thanksgiving Eve. So now until the end of the time, I hate Thanksgiving because it reminds me of my dad being dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's such good trauma. Don't you love some good trauma in your life? It's always good to have trauma. It makes you a stronger person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am a damaged person. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
My inbox blew up. I got various messages from cousins. I made a post about my dad saying, oh, your dad was so proud of you. Thanks. Also, someone writes, your tribute to Jobo was absolutely flawless. I loved hearing you describe how much that show meant to you. Mark Bizazzi, who does Bizazzi in the Morning, said, great show, Ryan. I'll walk down memory lane with B96. I remember when B96 became the Killer Bee and Mitch C voiced the imaging.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. It's crazy. One of your childhood heroes is now dead. Really makes you think about dying, doesn't it? When one of your heroes dies, and now me and Eddie are friends in real life. I never met Joe. I met Jobo once, but yeah, that's really hitting me.
Mm.
All the love goes to the Colborne family, or Bohannon, whatever his real last name is. 856-49-HOPPY. So lately, I've been, catering to the affiliates. by doing Tampa Bay and Cleveland news later in the show, since we're heard worldwide on various radio stations. But today, I want to cater to you. It's like that Destiny's Child song, Cater to You, by doing Tampa Bay news, since that's where I live.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour. We'll be about to go live. Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On Hoppy Hour, where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, come on.
Hot Topic. Sheriff Grady Judd says it is a made-for-TV movie.
A former CEO of
Grady Judd's whole life is a made-for-TV movie because he makes everything about him.
Nonprofits accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars, and there's even an extortion plot line. Carla Byron breaks down the rather interesting case for us.
53-year-old Jennifer Garula Mers was the CEO of the East Polk County Association of Realtors.
God, she's freaking hot. Sit on my lap.
Between 2020, when she was hired, until 2024, when she was fired.
She's like a naughty girl.
Polk County Sheriff's deputies say she'd been accused of stealing funds from the association, up to $81,000. She's accused of increasing her own salary and issuing bonus payments, but...
You know she's bougie. Like, even though she makes all this money, she ain't hopping on the first date.
It doesn't end there.
This is a made-for-television.
Everything he says is so theatrical because he needs the camera. Like, all boomers, they crave attention because they're narcissists. And narcissists love the spotlight.
Movie.
Sheriff Grady John says the president of the association raised concerns about her activities and eventually filed a civil lawsuit. He adds Garula Mers hired co-conspirator David Stachowiak,
looks like a loser,
to threaten the president via phone to drop the lawsuit or else.
Hey, I've run the streets of Chicago.
Oh God, I can't stand him. Not everybody sounds like that. Some people from Chicago sound like me. I'm Grady Judd. I talk like a dumb redneck.
I can just tell you, this may not end well.
Stachowiak was arrested for extortion.
What an asswipe he is.
Judd says the association didn't have checks and balances in place and then ignored the person who tried to bring Garula Mers' criminal behavior to their attention.
When the new president comes in and says there's a problem here, the executive board of directors ignores.
I've had enough of them. Shut up!
Good evening, I'm Allie Corey.
And I'm Mark Wilson. Glad to have you with us here on this Friday. First up at 6, a man trusted to work with students in Sarasota County is under arrest tonight after three teenage boys accused him of touching them inappropriately.
Oh, yeah. You know what the solution to that is? Electric chair, because there's no fixing pedophilia. Unfortunately, that's what they're into. Bye!
As Fox 13's Kimberly Cuisine reports for us, 21-year-old Kobe Bradley faces...
Dude, he's 21? Man, first of all, he makes all people with the name Kobe look bad. And second of all, man, he is a raggedy 21. I thought he was like 40.
Three felonies, but police believe there could be more victims who have not yet come forward.
At Sarasota School of Arts and Sciences, Sarasota police say 21-year-old Kobe Bradley was assigned to their aftercare program. And at Sarasota High School, he acted as a volunteer.
It's always the volunteers you gotta look out for.
Think that you send your child to school and they're with trusted adults. Unfortunately, that was not the case in these situations.
Sarasota police say their investigation started in September when the parents of a teenage male student from Sarasota School of Arts and Sciences came forward with the disturbing allegations. An arrest affidavit says a 14-year-old male student from SSAS told his parents Bradley had inappropriately touched him in a theater lighting class. The report says Bradley also took the student's phone and added him on Snapchat.
Once we started...
That's freaking creepy.
investigating that first victim, that investigation then led us to additional victims at other schools.
At Sarasota High School, investigators say a second student came forward in late October, saying Bradley inappropriately touched him two times during band camp in July.
He really,
for all intents and purposes, tried to groom these children the way that he acted towards them.
Investigators say three students have come forward. All
I bet there's more, though.
Teenage males. He faces three felony charges.
All right, had enough of him. Burn it out! Nothing worse than a pedophile. Nothing worse! They're brats and creeps. What is it with WFLA lately? They've been like having videos without any sound. A home was intentionally set on fire. And there's no audio to the video. Oh my God. Whoever's doing production at FLA needs to wake up.
First up here at 11, you know, some cruise passengers had their vacations extended while others had theirs delayed. After two cruise ships couldn't make their way back into Port Tampa Bay because of dense fog.
Oh my God, for people that don't live in Tampa Bay, oh my God, when the fog is there, it's foggy. It's almost like the Bay Area smoking a doobie.
It led to a frustrating Monday for hundreds of people. Fox 13's Carla Byron spent the evening at the cruise terminal talking to passengers about what they experienced. Many had their trip delayed by several hours.
That is.
We were supposed to arrive here at 8 o'clock a.m.
Uh-huh.
Currently, right now, the time is 6:18 p.m. Wow.
Zaya Francis was one of many Carnival Paradise Cruise passengers is still waiting to get home.
I guess we had some troubles that season with a lot of fog, so we just...
Getting off of a cruise ship, man. Going on, you're all ready to party! When it's time to get off, you want to get the hell out of there.
Had to sit there for hours and hours and hours.
She says around 6 p.m. is when passengers were finally allowed off.
When I'm telling you fight, we about to throw hands. I almost had to throw hands with two, three people. I had to play security.
Oh, man, she's sassy and spicy.
Myself, because they're just allowing people to cut. Everybody's trying to get off this boat.
Both Carnival Paradise and Margaritaville at Sea Islander were delayed from entering the port of Tampa because of fog.
So we've been here about 7.5 hours just waiting.
All right. Well, hopefully it all worked out. What do I have here?
Well, right now, the attorney for the three men accused of harassing Muslim students at the University of South Florida is...
God, if like I think religious people in general are annoying, but if you're like hating on people because they're Muslim, you're the loser.
Speaking out. 10 Tampa Bay's Angelicia Bruton lays out their argument and where this case stands.
The Hillsborough County State Attorney's Office is reviewing a case involving three men who are accused of harassing USF Muslim students as they were praying on campus last week. Now, their attorney, along with another attorney who's familiar with one of the men, say it could be difficult to get charges to stick.
Jerry Theofilopoulos is representing Christopher Vochik, Richard Pankowski, and Ricardo Yepes. USF police have filed multiple charges, including disturbing schools and religious and other assemblies, disorderly conduct, and disrupting school or lawful assembly.
Can you argue they met, you know, for the worship of a lawful purpose? Sure. The biggest issues that they're going to have, one of the mom that was there on scene said they completed their prayer.
Let them do their thing, whatever.
Lopoulos believes the First Amendment protects these men's rights to express their beliefs.
Take that towel off of your head.
Hey. We have free speech here. And a lot of people say, you know, well,
I feel like no one knows what free speech anymore, man.
This is offensive. Well, just because it's offensive doesn't make it a crime in our country.
All right, there you go. And then there is a dirty, rotten woman. She's got raggedy hair. And she has a twin, and she claimed the twin. She claimed her twin's identity to avoid suspended license violation. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you thought that was going to work out, honey. Let's see here. What do I feel like doing? Let's just start doing some of these headlines here.
Brian Austin Green gives insight into where he stands with his exes.
Oh, my God. Either he's really good with them or they kind of like, oh, you're a narcissist. Oh, you peaked in the 90s, but you mean well.
The latest episode of the Inside of You podcast, the Beverly Hills.
That's kind of a hot name.
90210 alum sheds light on his split from ex-fiance Vanessa Marcil, calling their break.
Man, he has a huge body count. Good for him.
Breakup extremely tumultuous. Green says, you have this thing in your head of how you want to win. You want to be the smarter of the two, and you want to...
I've never thought that in a relationship. Oh, I want to be smarter than you. Why? Because I always let the women live. I always let the women win the argument.
Be acknowledged for that. So you've got these unrealistic expectations, and both of us did. Brian dated the General Hospital.
I wonder what she says about him.
Mm-hmm. Alum from 1999 to 2003, welcoming son Cassius, now 23 at the time. Brian says in the episode that the relationship was a foundation.
It really is weird how he got to bang on Megan Fox, marry Megan Fox, and have kids with her. He must be packing like no other.
One sharing, I learned a lot from my previous relationship with Cassius's mom. In the ep, Brian also makes comments about where he stands with ex Megan Fox, with whom he shares three kids, explaining Megan gets along with his current fiance, Sharna Burgess.
God, this guy's getting laid all the time. Good for you, bud.
Sharing, Megan and I are great. We just co-parent well and we stay out of each other's way.
That's the key. That's the key. All right. That is the key. All right. Let me see what we have here. Let me press this.
Oh, happy hot topic.
There's a new Ozempic related disorder.
What?
Ozempic penis.
Dr. Terry Dubrow is breaking down one major side effect for some men using drugs like Ozempic.
I love hearing these doctors talk about sex and they make it so medical. It's like a boomer Dr. Drew, even though Dr. Drew's a boomer too.
And it's set to make them feel a little more confident with their weight loss as well as in the bedroom. Terry candidly tells his wife Heather Dubrow on the November 24th episode of their Between Us podcast.
There's a new Ozempic-related disorder.
What?
Ozempic penis.
Oh, man. Can you imagine you're trying to get laid, trying to get skinny, and you can't get it up? But sometimes girls take offense to that, man. Because I've been there.
It is a thing.
However, the botched star, who's been married to Heather since 1999, went on to clarify exactly what the condition really is.
You heard of very, very obese men?
No.
They haven't seen their penis in a long time.
It's got to suck. I see mine all the time. I'm like, hey, buddy, we've been inside some places that are wild.
The pubic area is so chunky.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The surrounding tissue overlaps.
Oh, it looks bigger?
Looks bigger.
Oh.
So finally.
Oh, so men are going to now be rushing to get Ozempic because it's going to make their penis look bigger?
Men, I want to inform you, Ozempic penis is a thing.
Man, this is weird. So it reminded me of like when I worked at the Bone, went on to find the Bone in Tampa, the talk station, and they would have those medical shows.
And it's good.
Isn't that so typical? Heather, though, wishes the side effects were different for women. The couple learned that for females, there is no bedroom benefit, with Terry explaining in an exclusive E! News interview in October, it's actually quite the opposite than men.
It's, you know, when you have less fat, you have less estrogen.
God, you know, they bang each other out on there.
And when you have less estrogen, you maybe have less lubrication.
Oh, yeah.
And more irritation.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
856. 49 hoppy. Means you gotta get the bottle of lube and squirt it.
Next up is Toy Story. Tim Allen is signing off on this Space Ranger.
To infinity and beyond.
God, I love that movie growing up. I thought Andy was real. I thought it was like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? We have a cartoon character and a human. When I found out, I remember I was in the living room, that he was a cartoon. I was like, no way.
The actor shared some sweet words for the character that he's voiced now for 30 years. Allen opening up about the latest installment of the animated franchise, writing, I did wrap my part in Toy Story 5 on Friday. Really affected me. I love.
Yeah, they need to stop making the movies at some point. The one in 2018 was okay. The Buzz Lightyear movie was actually really good. It's just people wanted to hate on it because of the gay parents.
Mm-hmm.
The best was Buzz Lightyear, A Star Command, the cartoon that's not on Disney Plus for some reason.
Love these creators and this, and love this story, and blessed to be in this wonderful spacesuit for so many years. Toy Story.
All right, there you go. And now we have this. All right, here. Where is it? Right here.
First off, Macaulay Culkin kicks off pop star today. The actor who cemented, of course, his place in Christmas movie Hall of Fame with the 1990 classic Home Alone is getting a frosty response for his holiday hot take. According to People, Macaulay Culkin was booed at a recent fan event after he declared that he does not consider this film to be an official Christmas movie. Roll it.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the party, pal!
He's passionate about this, too.
I know.
Of course, Christmas Die Hard. Uncle Al, would you like to chime in here?
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
No, it's not! It's an action. People that say that are stupid. And Al Roker's stupid. I'm kidding.
Spoken to the writer of Die Hard.
The gentleman who penned the
guy who wrote the movie. Okay. He wrote it as a Christmas movie.
Remind people. What are the... Okay, well,
blah, blah, blah.
What are the factors that make it a Christmas movie? It
takes place during Christmas. It takes place at Christmas.
Okay. The feel beyond that.
Exactly.
The violence.
The violence.
The blood is red.
Exactly.
Christmas color.
That's right. Okay. It made a lot of money. There's green.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can't listen to that. It's making me angry. You're just freaking mutants.
James Vanderbeek is giving Varsity Blues fans something to cheer for. Despite battling stage 3 colorectal cancer, the 48-year-old actor appeared to be in good spirits and looked game ready while sporting a white Varsity Blues jersey in a new
God, he's got beady.
New Instagram video posted November 24th. His wife, Kimberly, cheered on the actor with a supportive comment that seemed to indicate a hopeful update on his health, writing, "You're a wizard, bouncing back, baby."
You go, bro. You were the crush of every exennial in the 90s.
James announced he will be selling autographed and unsigned replicas of the Varsity Blues away game jersey to raise money for his cancer treatment, with proceeds also going towards helping other families battling cancer.
All right, there you go. Obviously, you guys know cancer hits home. So I lost my uncle and my dad, essentially both of my dads, to leukemia, so it can go fuck itself. I love when people beep out, fuck cancer. No, fuck cancer.
It's always about love. It's always about, you know, finding your way. And
speaking of a cancerous person.
Yeah. And remembering who you are.
Jennifer Lopez moving onwards and upwards.
You know, she's never the problem. Everyone else doesn't get her greatness.
She approaches the one-year anniversary of her divorce settlement with Ben Affleck.
It was the best thing that ever happened to me because it changed me.
What, did it make you humble and nice to people where people can actually look at you when you're walking down the hallway and you're not being a bitch?
It didn't change me. It helped me grow in a way that I needed to.
Yeah, it didn't help change anything. It just helped you grow into a more bitter woman.
Ben and Jen's two-year marriage was legally donezo back in February.
Dunzo.
And now an ET source says things are peaceful and cordial between them.
Of course. It's like, whatever. He's banging on other people. She's getting dried up.
They will always have love for each other.
Like, Jennifer Lopez is spectacular. Great to my kids.
It was back in April.
She's enormously important. Tremendous person of a lot of integrity who I adore and I'm grateful to.
All right, there you go.
But could they rekindle their romance? We're told...
Please don't. You guys tried it twice. Third time ain't gonna be it. You'll strike out.
No, that's not something they're considering.
There's been a bigger journey than just the love story here.
She's just so, like, bland. Her music's good, but she can thank the person that murdered Selena for her career. Because she's a copycat.
Jennifer filed for divorce on August 20th, 2024, their two-year wedding anniversary, citing irreconcilable differences.
Citing the fact that you're awful to be married to. Mm-hmm.
We're, like, kind of falling apart right now.
Robert Irwin suffers an injury ahead of the Dancing with the Stars finale. Season 34 is coming to a close, and Robert's pro partner, Whitney Carson, admits the duo is feeling more than just the pressure.
Oh yeah, you know, they're banging each other out.
She gets candid with fans in a November 24th TikTok video, saying,
"My body is feeling it. Robert's body is feeling it. We're, like, kind of falling apart right now."
You guys need to just do some ecstasy or something.
Robert's ribs have been killing him, and more will be revealed.
All right, there you go. Hope he's okay.
He laid 2 eggs in a week, is what the bright spot was.
Who did?
The boyfriend did.
He laid 2 eggs in a week. Is that a British?
No.
Could we rewind for just a moment?
Yes.
Jimmy, we're with you. We're going to need to rewind and seriously slow down because Kate Beckinsale just said her daughter's boyfriend can lay eggs.
What does that mean, he's laid 2 eggs in a week?
Well, he said, I've laid an egg. It had a shell and a yolk.
Hold on a second.
It's weird and exciting.
Kate,
you're the weird broad, man.
Told the bizarro story on Jimmy Kimmel Live. She said losing her parents made for a tough couple of years. And really, the only joy she felt came from her 26-year-old daughter, Lily's boyfriend, whom she claims can lay eggs.
They had a threesome. I'm kidding.
An egg came out of his body?
Yes, I'm not out of his mouth or ears. It came out the route that it would come out of a hen. But he went to the bathroom.
I'm so disturbed.
And then was very surprised to find that he had laid an egg.
I'm pretty excited.
Freaking Hollywood, so weird, man. Hollywood!
Kate doubles down and says it not only happened once, but twice, and brought pics to prove it.
That wasn't the only time she got doubled down that night. Also, she's doing a thing that all women are doing. It's driving me nuts, which is taking Ozempic. What happened to being thick and having a booty?
I didn't see this.
I'm sick of this. This is stupid. Bring back the booty. Mm-hmm.
Vin Diesel supports Dwayne The Rock Johnson following their infamous feud. The Fast and the Furious star praises former...
I don't even know who's a better actor. They're both so average.
...for co-star Dwayne Johnson's performance as MMA fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, posting a lengthy message reflecting on their journey together more than 2 years after they ended their public feud. Vin writes in part, "Let me celebrate Dwayne. People don't understand what it takes to uphold a global perception every single day. I remember asking our global family who they'd love to see me work with, and a woman named Jan left a comment saying her dream was for me to collaborate with Dwayne." He adds, "What followed became one of the most dynamic pairings in cinema. Two strong personalities who pushed each other and created something unforgettable. When he stepped into Hobbs, he did it with full commitment and..."
All right, so they're getting along. Wonder if they've ever done the thing. That is known as this. Just saying. 856-49-HOPPY.
This man says he's been living a nightmare after the woman he dated falsely accused him of fathering twins.
For the last decade, it's been a miserable experience.
Michael Maricini says he met podcaster Laura Owens in 2016.
Oh, this story's fascinating. This broad's crazy. Mm-hmm. So she is the daughter of Ron Owens, who's a San Francisco radio legend. And if a man did what we're about to hear that this moron did, they'd be prosecuted.
My name is Laura Owens.
After 2 months of casual dating, Michael says she told him she was pregnant.
Did you think that there was any way you could have gotten her pregnant?
I had major doubts because we had only had protected sex.
And I pulled out because I knew she wouldn't be mother material. She's kind of a dummy.
Was there anything unusual about the pregnancy?
There were twins.
He says Owens bombarded him with fake pregnancy tests and photos from a clinic after claiming to have had unsuccessful abortion.
What a sociopath.
I was petrified. I had a pit in my stomach for months.
Yeah, I've been there before. You think you got your ex pregnant or whatever, and you're like, I'm going to have to deal with them for the rest of my life. But then when you find out that they're not pregnant, you get the hell out of there.
And the last thing I would ever want to do is have a child with her.
After 6 months of...
Yeah, she's kind of a dumb broad.
...chaos, Michael claims Laura Owens finally admitted to making up multiple pregnancies.
Bring on the criminal charges! That ain't right!
Did you think that she was pretending to be pregnant to keep you in the relationship?
I did.
According to Michael, after he broke up with Laura Owens, he says she came up with a new story that he had abused her. That claim totally upended Michael's life.
What a dumb broad. You make all women look bad. Mm-hmm. But then there's actual victims of abuse that are like, why is this moron doing this? Shut up! No one likes you. You're a egg. I don't care how pretty you are. You're a dummy.
She said that I had strangled her, that I had... taken her within inches of her life, that I had beat her on a regular occasion.
Were you ever physically abusive?
No.
Did you ever threaten her?
No.
Michael says they were all lies, but Laura Owens obtained a domestic violence restraining order against him. Michael's wife, Danielle.
We've spent many nights crying because we just felt powerless, helpless.
Yeah, I hope this dumb broad gets brought down. And not in a fun way.
They say the restraining order ruined job opportunities and Michael's reputation. Danielle says she was too scared to post their wedding photos from 2 years ago, fearing Laura Owens' reaction.
She's good, all right. She makes all women look bad. She's stupid.
I felt fearful that she may come harm me. She's just so unpredictable. You don't know what.
That's a clinical sociopath, psychopath.
She may or may not do.
But Michael wasn't Owens' only alleged target.
I'm dealing with the most crazy individual I've ever met in my life.
TV's former bachelor, Clayton Eckert, recently went public with his own battle with Laura Owens.
Gosh, she's got a body count the size of a CVS receipt. She gets passed around.
He said, like Michael, Laura Owens accused him of fathering twins, but a judge said,
gosh, she's so freaking hot, too. That's the funny part.
That she lied.
We ask that you keep us in our thoughts and prayers.
Now, Clayton, Michael, and another alleged victim of
Eskimo Brothers! Yeah!
Owens, Greg Gillespie, are teaming up, issuing a public warning. They say that Laura Owens has a pattern of falsely accusing men of impregnating her with twins that never exist.
Loser!
Laura, Scottsdale Police.
Another jaw-dropping development.
It shows her. It shows the cops at her house. It's a little messy. Someone claiming that she's pregnant and trying to trap men being messy? No way!
Police served a search warrant at Laura Owens' home in Scottsdale, Arizona.
She, you hear that dumb broad's voice? Shut up!
Now faces 14 felony counts, alleging she committed fraud and perjury against Clayton and Greg Gillespie.
You guys don't understand!
Shut up, you hag!
Attorney Rachel Juarez from the court TV show Hot Bench represents Michael Maricini.
All right, there you go. That's why you got to be careful who you have sex with. Because you're going to have that happen in your life.
Taylor Swift has a secret talent, and Kylie Kelce is telling all. On her podcast, Not Gonna Lie, November 25th, Kylie discusses Thanksgiving plans, and specifically, who is bringing what sweets to the table.
Oh, so the surprise skill is that Taylor is a baker? I'm not playing this. We all know that. It's not something new. Now, if we hear that she brings magic mushrooms or something, that I might be interested.
Jesse Natakura isn't holding back. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star made a shocking allegation about her castmate, Demi Engelman, and her husband, Brett, after the...
You know these Mormons are a bunch of sluts.
The 30-year-old shared unflattering remarks on social media. In a fiery video posted on her Instagram stories November 25th, she makes the not-safe-for-work claim.
Since she wants to be petty and be an asshole, I think I'm just going to go ahead and say that
I'm a cloud chaser with no talent.
Grandpa Brett likes to drink her piss like it's dirty soda, and he gulps.
Those Mormons are so freaky.
Gulps it down like water, and that's what Fruity Pebbles is.
E! News has reached out to Demi.
I love that. I'm dying over here. I love how they go from this. Listen.
It's like it's dirty soda, and he gulps it down like water, and that's what Fruity Pebbles is.
So they go, Fruity Pebbles is a term for when they're drinking each other's piss. And then E! News goes, we've reached out, which they never hear back.
News has reached out to Demi and Brett's reps for comment, but has not yet heard back.
Oh, that is the most E! News thing ever. The most trashy headline, and then they're like, we reached out, we tried.
Eminem's daughter, Elena Scott, recalls her emotional journey to motherhood.
This is the daughter no one knows about, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if Haley's walking around, people probably know who she is, but Eminem's daughter lives an anonymous life.
32-year-old who is expecting her first child, a baby girl, with husband Matt.
Oops, what did I do? My show's not perfect, sorry. MJ would have been mad at me. Here we go.
child, a baby girl, with husband Matt Mueller, detailing her fertility struggles, posting to Instagram on November 22nd, writing, quote, "Month after month, we prayed for this little miracle. Truth is, no one prepares you for how hard TTC is and the emotional strain it causes you. Every month, hoping maybe this is it. Maybe this is our turn."
And it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Let's see what we got here. There's this.
Profile defamation trial of rapper Megan Thee Stallion, who's accusing a blogger of targeting her online with false statements.
Local 10's Jackie Pascal live outside the courthouse with an update on how things are going today. Jackie.
A lot's already happened and still a lot more to go. We've seen 3 hours of questioning of Milagro Cooper. That is that blogger that you mentioned that is being sued by Megan Thee Stallion. Her lawyer's questioning her for hours. Megan's lawyer's questioning Cooper for hours. And then Cooper's lawyers also have a chance for redirect. And Megan is expected to be recalled to the stand as well for some questioning on different exhibits. So we still have a lot more to go in this case before we'll wrap up.
What's going to be your final message to jurors today?
Nothing but a smile and wave from superstar rapper Megan Thee Stallion walking into federal court Tuesday in downtown Miami. She's accusing blogger Milagro Cooper, known online as Milagro Grams, of spreading false statements.
What a tramp she is.
Amplifying misinformation and fueling online attacks. Today, the focus is on if Cooper is a media defendant or a journalist. She says she is, but then she would have to be held to a code of ethics as presented by Megan's lawyers.
Megan's lawyers ain't planning.
Including being neutral, acknowledging and correcting mistakes, not distorting facts, having compassion, and avoiding free things and special treatment. Cooper claims she is new media, where the rules are less black and white. Megan's lawyers pointed to commentary segments and Cooper highlighting an AI-generated deep fake porn video of Megan for her followers.
Yeah, now that deep fake's getting so good, you never know what's real and what's not.
As ways Cooper is not.
I know the fapping was real, if you know what I mean.
Not a true journalist. And
there you go. So there's that. It's time for Chicago News.
Yeah.
This song was made 4 minutes ago. I asked Suno to make a song like Sweet Home Chicago, but called Chicago News. Let's hear what it made.
From Arlington Heights, where the stories flow. Ryan Hopps got the mic, he's running the
Hoppy,
show.
God damn it!
He calls it like it is, no sugar, no glaze. Serving up the truth in a Midwest blaze. Chicago News. Giving you the deal. From the loop to the lake to the skyline glow. He's breaking it down like a late night pro.
Uh-huh.
No spin, no fluff, just the rawest taste. Hot like deep dish served on silver plates. You want the fat? He's got the juice. Turn up the dial, it's the Chicago truth.
Keep listening. I like this. Mm. Oh, sure. I got it.
Arlington raised, now the city sun. Yeah. Spitting out the story till the work is done.
All right. There's that. That was pretty cool. All right. What's going on right here?
Common courtesy from a greeter inside this Chili's is what set this entire incident in motion.
They're hitting me in my head, they're hitting me in my body, they're hitting me everywhere.
It started last week when a group known only as J Party of Six didn't like the wait time.
I get sad, I said it's going to be another 30 minutes.
Bunch of losers!
They were upset. They started yelling. They were like 30 minutes and like just being aggressive.
As they walked out, Brianna Drew set the same line she gives every customer.
They decided they were going to leave. I was like, all right, you all enjoy the rest of your day. And they assumed that I was being sarcastic and trying to like play with them. But I was just, that's brand standard.
But Fox Chicago obtained video showing what happened next. A brutal beating inside the Chili's at Marshfield Plaza, located in the...
Shut up. Why is everybody so violent in Chicago now? You're all a bunch of wannabe thugs.
1700 block of West 119th Street.
The rest of her party, they came rushing back in the restaurant, and they all kind of just attacked me.
The 19-year-old single mother was first hit by a woman, and then a man joined in.
What do you see when you look at this?
Chaos. It was a lot. I don't even remember all of this happening.
She kind of blacked out from being afraid.
Chicago police were called, but by the time officers arrived, the attackers were gone. The damage, physical and emotional, is not.
Because my head was so sore, I couldn't touch it to take out my hair.
Poor thing. So there's, let me see here. What's going on with TMZ?
Today on TMZ.
Okay, move over, Jeffrey Epstein. There is a bigger conspiracy theory over why Taylor Swift has gone MIA on Sunday.
You know, she's probably sick of Travis, or maybe she's bacon.
Taylor cheered on Travis Kelce, but a lot of fans noticed she was not on the broadcast.
They would only do that at her request. What is it that has Taylor so concerned that the cameras are not trained on her during the game? Pregnant?
He didn't play.
Diddy is back in the media business. We got video of him working in the media library at Fort.
And this is the first video we have of Diddy. Because like, we never even saw him walking into the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And we got those awful sketch drawings.
Dix. Wasn't there something else we got that he...
You know, Fort Dix is properly named for him.
Was working in the laundry room.
In the laundry.
Yeah. So this is an upgrade.
You'd rather be a librarian
than cleaning old underpants?
The library's an upgrade.
I don't know.
Devin hates books so much.
Yeah. The body of Celeste Revis that was found in the car registered to David was deeply frozen for months. And because the body was frozen, the medical examiner is unable to determine the cause or manner of death.
There is something really sketchy about this case. This David thug, first of all, makes awful music. And second of all, I'm afraid he's going to get away with it.
They may not know, but the LAPD say that it's a homicide and they have David in their crosshairs.
We'll figure it out.
We got Gia Giudice in New York.
Congrats on
She's freaking hot. Sit on my lap.
Special Forces.
Thank you.
She and Sean Johnson East both won season 4 of Special Forces.
Who watches that crap?
Thank you.
Obviously, someone does.
The final event was this interrogation where they didn't sleep for over 24 hours.
By the way, these were the smallest women in the competition, a former cheerleader and an Olympic gymnast. Tell me again that woman can't do anything.
Oh, shut up. Go away.
Losers.
you know, she's never the problem. Mm-hmm. Keep swiping away in those dating apps and realizing you're never the problem.
Yeah, Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. MAGA cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection. Donald Trump on a jet, no boarding pass. Epstein's Island, snakes in the grass. Hoppy on the mic, spitting the facts. While MAGA folks blind, got their heads in the past. Golden Tower dreams, but the soul's hollow. Follow us sipping Kool-Aid, they blindly swallow. He ain't a savior, just a brand to sell. Narcissist king with a gilded shell. Ryan Hoppy calling it, no filter, no cap. Truth cuts deep, sharper than a trap. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mega cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection. Red hat screaming, he's one of us. But he's eating filet while they scrape the crust. Mar-a-Lago party, champagne fountains. While they climbing up debt like scaling mountains. Hoppy hour buzz, breaking the trance. Pull the curtain back, man, he don't dance. Puppeteer strings, got the bass hypnotized. But the greed in his grin can't be disguised. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mega cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection.
fiction, fiction. Heroes they crave, but they worship a fraud. A house of cards with a facade. Ryan's on air dismantling the show. Truth on blast, let the whole world know. No Messiah, just a man with a plan to take what he can and leave you in the sand.
What's going on with this dumb broad known as Megyn Kelly, the pedophile apologist?
CBS 6 getting some answers this morning from a local school district. A petition with nearly 800 signatures is calling for a well-known graduate to be removed from a high school's Hall of Fame. Now, you may know Megyn Kelly from her time on the Fox News Channel and NBC.
Yeah, she's the absolute worst. She makes all women look bad. If I'm Megyn Kelly, I'm embarrassed to even be a woman.
ABC News, but you may not know that she graduated from...
But she's a sociopath.
Bethlehem Central High School. Now, in the past, the school district recognized her achievements by putting her in a Hall of Fame that featured other notable grads. Well, Kelly now hosts a political talk show on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. It's a platform she's been on since 2021. Last week, during a show that aired before the vote to release the Epstein files, Kelly drew criticism for these comments regarding the claims against Epstein and age.
Into the barely legal type. Like, he liked 15-year-old girls.
No big deal. You have a daughter around that age. Let him hang out with Trump then if it's so normal, you dumb moron.
And I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not trying to make an excuse for that.
No, you are. You knew in the moment that you said something you regret because you're stupid.
I'm just giving you facts that he wasn't into, like, 8-year-olds. Mm-hmm.
In the wake of those comments, a Change.org petition was created about her Hall of Fame status. The creator of it writes that they are a woman and a mother of two daughters, calling Kelly's words, quote unquote, shameful. So we reached out to the school district for comment, and we got a bit of a surprising answer about the Hall of Fame itself. Superintendent Jody Monroe telling us in part, quote, the high school Hall of Fame was decommissioned in 2021 when the volunteer nominating committee determined it was not an appropriate use of their time or district resources to vet and consistently review the actions of a...
Oh, yeah. They're just afraid to piss off the Republicans up there. But we all know that Megyn Kelly is the worst and makes all women look bad. I know she makes a lot of money. I know she does things to be polarizing. But if I were her, I'd be so freaking embarrassed. You're stupid. You're a moron. And all the people that like you are even stupider.
Yeah. This the back on. It's a patch on. Static crackle mic pops, happy hours live. Spitting flames on the royals, watch them squirm and dive. Prince Andrew creeping, Epstein's ghost in the air. Royal bloodline dirty, but they acting unfair. Meghan playing victim, spotlight a game. Got the crown shook, can't handle the flame. Napo babies flexing, silver spoons in they fists. But Hoppy calling foul, they can't duck from the diss. Hoppy hour truth bombs, hitting the waves. No crowns, no thrones, just the mic in the blaze. Roasting royals, hypocrisy displayed. Turn the volume up, let the truth cascade. Queen's tea sipping, but the kettle stay hot. Hoppy's throwing shots, royal eagles getting caught. Palace walls crumble from the words that he spoke. Prince Andrew's alibi, nah, that's a joke. Meghan preaching kindness, but the script don't align. Hoppy peeping through the curtain, seeing truth in decline. Royal rules ancient, dust on the crown. Hoppy hour breaking chains, burning it down. Static buzz, voices rise, airwaves on fire.
Taking on the monarchy,
call him the town crier. Speaking truth to power, they can't muzzle the sound.
I got
Hoppy
it.
Hour reigns, while the royals go down.
Oh yeah, remix. B96.
Yeah.
AI is freaking weird, man. Alright, what the hell do we have here?
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
It's dumb, Brian.
Meghan Markle's rep slams a claim that she took a dress from a photo shoot. After the Duchess of Sussex wears a one-shoulder green gown originally worn in a 2022 Variety photo shoot in her upcoming holiday episode of With Love, Meghan.
Oh, that show is so freaking douchey, because she's douchey.
Comments made by a journalist on a 2024 podcast accusing her of not returning garments from a past photography session have resurfaced. However, Megan's rep firmly shuts down speculation surrounding the $1,695 Galvan dress and how she came to possess it. A spokesperson for the Suits alum, who shares kids Archie and Lilibet with husband Prince Harry, tells E! News in a statement,
I don't care how much money and fame they have. Having them as parents would be the worst. Those poor kids.
Insinuation that any items were taken without the full knowledge and agreement of the on-set stylists or their respective teams is not only categorically false, but also highly defamatory.
If you have to respond to it, it's probably true. All right, Charlotte McKinney said doing stand-up is hard when you're pretty.
Charlotte, it's good to see you.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Good. I feel like we haven't seen you in, like, TMZ hasn't seen you in a long time.
I miss you guys.
I know, right?
I know. It's been a minute. I've been hiding out.
You've been hiding out doing your comedy thing?
Yeah.
You're doing stand-up comedy now?
Yeah, I do stand-up now. I've always done comedic acting and stuff, so I've been doing it for like 4 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I always think, like, is it harder for a pretty person to be funny? Like, or for people to find a pretty person funny?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a challenge, but I like it.
How do you overcome that?
You gotta be a little self-deprecating, that's what I do, you know?
Yeah.
I just make fun of myself, and that's all we can do, you know? Laugh a little.
Or you could do the Chelsea Handler playbook of banging a CEO. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what works. Right? Why do you think that exists, that people like are less inclined to find an attractive person funny?
I think people just automatically don't want to like attractive people, right?
Because that's kind of true, especially if you're an ugly hag.
Because they got it so good anyway, like they don't need our support.
Exactly.
Right. That's interesting.
It is. But yeah, it's a challenge. I like it. I'm just trying to be seen in a different way instead of just...
It's definitely helping you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're so funny.
The Carl's Jr. girl, you know what I mean? Well, not that that was bad, but I'm growing up.
That was 10 years ago.
Great. Can you believe that?
How do you reflect on it? 10-year anniversary. How do you reflect on it?
I feel like an old hag, but...
Me and you would get along well. I like saying hag.
Feeling grateful that is what, you know, put me on the map and...
Whatever. There you go. Sukiana! The other day was the girl that was in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Because she took a night of dick. I just hurt my throat saying that. She says, live your life, sweetie. The girl, sweetie, the artist. And admit you sell ass.
But you ever sold before though, for real? Like, serious question. Or you just, it makes
for
good music?
Yeah.
I just.
All these sell all of them.
Yeah.
Especially these rap. Like, sweetie, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not even trying to be funny or, like, sweetie.
Trust me, there's nothing funny about you besides your personality.
People will really with you more if you just live in your truth, because a lot of the ghetto girls like me. Well.
At least you admit she's kind of. Proud of you. You're an honest woman. It takes a lot of penis.
A lot of the girls, black girls, black community, everybody, they be trying to get into you. And that the reason why they like double dutch, like they jump in, they jump out, because they don't believe you. So when you be making your bops and shit, they be thinking that you like a fake ghetto girl. And it's just because they can't figure you out.
Yeah, you know, there's not that much to figure out. You sleep around a lot because you probably have raging daddy issues and you're never the problem. And you probably are fun in bed, though. I can't deny that. You're probably a good time. Everyone probably enjoys it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's like, if you're selling that, whatever you're doing, like...
If you have to swear a lot, you're stupid.
That's what you do. Right. But you just need to say what the you're doing. Because that little bit of authenticity that they don't...
Authenticity?
Feel like you give it.
Yeah.
Like, they want that from you. Whatever you is, like, you keep saying you're a cancer, that's all. We need more than that. If you selling that, you selling that.
Yeah.
God, I feel stupider for listening to this. I'm sorry. I try not to be judgmental, but a lot of times they just sound stupid. These celebrities.
Yeah. She should just stop rapping and just say, "Hey, I sell."
No. I don't think she should stop. I don't think she should stop rapping. I just feel like. Just live in your truth. Whatever the fuck it is that you do.
Right.
Whether you a good at buy whatever the people do. This.
I'm sick of this. Blah, blah, blah. What an annoying woman. Mm-hmm. Just keeps on going. You know what you do, baby? Baby doll. You know what you do? Mm-hmm. Please load. You know what you do, baby doll? You sell your because you have raging daddy issues and he never loved you and he left when you were 13 because he's a. And then you end up losing your virginity at 16 and getting two abortions by 20. And then all of a sudden you take four and call it a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God. I had an okay father. It's the 11th anniversary of him passing. But he wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just trashy. Speaking of trash bags. Harris, Savannah, Chrisley, saying that the Trump administration says I shouldn't run for office, but she might do it anyway. Oh, my God. She would actually get things done because with that annoying voice and her time in a month, she would never shut up. And the world leaders would be like, do whatever. Get her out of here.
People message me about is she or is she not going to run for a public office. Like, I had a message last night from someone that you know.
Here's the thing. I think she would actually be pretty good because she did a good job campaigning for her thug parents. So she would get things done. Now, would it be corrupt? Yeah.
That said, please tell me that Savannah is going to run because we need someone of her caliber.
Of what? A pretty one? I mean, we do need some millennial politicians. I'll say that.
In office.
I mean, I appreciate and love comments like that that come from people. And you know what I say. Never say never. Who
never say never.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
I knew that right now in my life, it was not the time. Mm-hmm. Because
time.
When you
the time
run for public office and you do it the right way, you're divesting from everything.
Right.
I'm not doing that right now.
Don't talk about doing it the right way when you got your parents pardoned. If they did it the right way, they would have sat in prison. Shut your ass! Your nice big ass that you're going to lose from Ozempic.
Now, with Good Girl RX, we're about to be relaunching any day now with over 15 different products.
Products!
I know where I want to see that go.
I did.
And I've had a lot of people and people within the administration say, hey, with the following that you have... And the voice that you have.
Oh, you're so important. Oh, you're so influential.
You could be just as effective on the outside.
Right.
And
as you are when we're inside of you.
Not have to give up your life.
Yeah.
But also, I have a voice that...
is annoying.
95% of the politicians don't have.
Yeah, they all talk professionally. You talk like that, Shut up.
Right.
So I can use my voice. I could go on a Fox, a News Nation, whatever it may
be. Oh, yeah, a reputable site and news organization like News Nation. Oh, it's totally not fake. Shut up.
Maybe. And use my voice that way. Now, I've said that if my companies go as I hope they go, and I...
They'll go down like you usually do. All right. Kayla Nicole. Everyone's favorite cloud chaser that needs the man. Because she's a failed sports reporter.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she is done dating athletes. Only owners from now on. You're pretty much admitting that without the man, you are absolutely nothing. That's pretty much what you're saying. I know it's the harsh truth, and not everybody wants to hear it, but there's a little truth to it. If you have to keep asking men to buy you things, that means you have no work ethic, and you think you're above others when you're another morbid human being who takes poops in the morning. We're not that impressed by you, Kaylin and Nicole. You drive me nuts because you make men look bad. You should date a brokey.
Are you clumsy?
Look at me. I'm 6'5". I can barely walk in a straight line.
Here he is with Kayla's on the Harry Josie podcast. But she got the bang, Larsa Pippen, I believe.
You are pretty tall, Harry. I didn't know that you were so tall.
Yeah. Sorry.
Did you ever play sports?
Yeah. I did.
What sport?
Man, she is such a cloud chaser. I almost kind of respect it. Like how talentless and how awful she is. I kind of respect it. Like she's pretty much saying, all I care about is money and clout. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'll never find the right man, because the men that have money and clout cheat.
What sports did you play?
Scuba diving. No, I played rugby.
You know, he is rock hard. No, no.
I played rugby.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like
That's kind of a tough sport. Kind of reminds me of Travis. So when we're hooking up, I'll imagine you're Travis, because I ain't over him.
Tough guy actually, sport. I'm the LA rugby team, and we're going to go film after this. Yeah.
Excuse me, you what?
Own the LA team. A part owner in the LA rugby team.
That's nice.
She likes that. She's like, oh, at first I wasn't really into you because I just thought you were just influencer that's kind of handsome. But then when I found out that you were owning something, that's when I was into you. Because I'm a clout chaser. And I take back women 70 years.
Yeah, it happens.
Do you have owner friends? I keep saying I don't want to date any more athletes, but I'm down to date the owners of the team.
Oh, yeah, the people that'll buy me things. Because I'm a brokey. Mm-hmm. And I'm never the problem. Listen, she is a hot woman. And if you were having that hard of a time finding a man, you're the problem.
Here we go.
Oh, you. Again. Got it. All right. Okay.
That was the sound of the post-podcast.
All right.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
She ain't into him at all. Mm-hmm. She's looking for like $50 million, not $1 million, bud.
Also, yeah. And 20 other women. You seem like you come with a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weird conversation. She's a weird broad. Before we talk about the NFL, we got to discuss this right here. Oh yeah, I don't even know what games are on Thanksgiving, but let me check here. Woohoo! At 1 p.m., we got Packers and Lions, which is a good game. 4:30, Chiefs and Cowboys, which is a good game. And then Joe Burrow's back against the Ravens. If only Joe Burrow's team could have won a few games, they could maybe be a wild card, but they're out of it. And then Friday, it's the Chicago Bears and Eagles. And NFL Carolina Panthers safety Trayvon Moehring has been suspended one game after he hit a 49ers wide receiver, Juan Jennings, in the groin, which that's a bitch move. If you ever hit someone in the balls, you're a douchebag. And Megan Maroney says she's not dating the 49ers. Nick Bosa, she says she's single, which means they were just banging each other without any commitment. Oh, yeah. You know? Sometimes when I do too much, I mess it up. But here is Kylie Kelce talking about why the Cowboys are not America's team. People that listen to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy, listen to Kylie Kelce because we're spicy. Mm. Oh, you know what I should probably do? Probably unmute the video.
Speaking of Thanksgiving football, number 4, don't root for the Cowboys and do root for the Chiefs. Let's go, Uncle Trav.
Out it.
First of all, congratulations to Travis on the franchise touchdown record.
Hell yeah. You can say what you want about him being kind of annoying, but he is a baller, shot caller.
For those of you who don't understand what an accomplishment that is, we're talking about that stat means
yeah.
that every other player that has played for the Chiefs organization has never had a touchdown record for the Chiefs.
She's really breaking on the sports ball for the women and gays.
As much as Travis has now scored.
I love Kylie Kelce. She first kind of annoyed me, but this podcast, she's wifey material. I'd rather wife her down than Taylor.
So Travis now owns the record.
You know her and Jason go at get it.
Of how many touchdowns he has made for the Chiefs franchise in his career. So that is an unbelievable feat. Something that will be very difficult to get dethroned from.
Especially the fact that now we're kind of on the later end, unfortunately, of Patrick Mahomes' career. I mean, they could get somebody. You never know about the future.
I'm knock on wood. Oh, that was questionable. Sorry, Trav. I fixed it.
All right, there you go. That was kind of cute. Let's see what we got here. Amy Schumer explains why she lost all the weight and deleted the Instagram pictures. I actually left my house tonight. Who's proud? I'm feeling good and happy. Deleted my old pictures for no reason. No reason for real. That's what she said, but she wasn't done. Hey, media outlets, I didn't delete my old pictures because they were pre-me losing weight. That's the narrative that you created. I'm happy of how I've always looked. My endometriosis is better. My back is healing. I no longer have Cushing syndrome, so my face went back to normal. I am grateful to be strong and healthy, especially for my son. It's a curation of what I want the world to see, and I feel strong and beautiful, and it's fun sharing that. I didn't purposely go on a weight loss journey. That's a fine thing to do, but on my focus, that's on health. I'm sure people will be inspired or whatever. She didn't say that, but that's kind of what she's saying. Blah, blah, blah. There's Amy Schumer. Let me see here. All right. I think it's time that we do that thing. Let me load it up here. I hate when the computer's slow. Most radio shows are instantaneous, and they expect perfection. Me, I don't care! It's time for Kardashian News.
Turn it up, it's happy hour time. Kardashian News, we dissect the climb. No filters, no fluff, raw truth and wine. Mike's hot, Hoppy speaks what's on his mind. Yeah. Nepotism's thrown, they sitting in the plush. Built an empire off nothing but the hush. Reality's a script, ain't no realness in the cut. Talents on vacation, they just taking what's corrupt. Hoppy's on the mic, call it verbal demolition. Exposing fake lives, media's worst addiction. Idiocracy crown, it's the news, clickbait queens. Welcome to Kardashian News.
Kardashian News,
where the truth gets aired. Hoppy breaking down the hype, y'all beware.
Fake smells, fake lies.
Fake lives, fake drama they choose. No talent required, it's Kardashian News.
Kardashian News,
where the truth gets aired. Hoppy breaking down the hype, y'all beware.
Fake smells, fake lies.
Fake lives, fake drama they choose. No talent required, it's Kardashian News. Diamond studded lies, selling dreams to the broke. Gold plated, nothing society inside joke. Hoppy ain't scared, man, he roasting them raw. Nepo babies flexing like they rewrote the law.
So pretty much the video is 4.5 minutes long, so I know it'll be boring. But All's Fair has been renewed for a second season. Everybody hey-watched and gave him ratings. If you really hated that Kardashian show, you would not have given it attention. Let's do some radio news. There we go. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Yo. Motherfuckers. I make killers. Motherfuckers. I pay. Hey, yo. 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 Static crackles. Hoppy on the air. Spilling radio secrets, man. He don't care. Airing out the closet. Skeletons in pairs. DJ drama. He's the one who dares. Program director. Scheming in the back rooms, payola playlists rigged like monsoons. Fake callers on the line, they rehearse too soon.
Oh, yeah. I see here Kirk Minahan is ending his show on Barstool Sports after 6 years. And he was like a kind of a grumpy Nepo baby version of like Howard Stern, but he would focus way too much on this thing called the Minifans because his last name is Minahan. And he began on sports radio, Jerry and Kirk, or Jerry and Minahan, whatever the show was in Boston, and he's retiring. And I hope that dude finds peace, because he seems like a real douchebag. Talented, but a douche, like most radio hosts.
England, fake contests ringing, same top 40, same song singing, corporate puppets, strings all clinging, poppies here in the tea still stinging.
Ah, yeah. Let me see what we have here. I'm trying to do it all in one take so I can get out of here to enjoy my little vacation. Here's Deadbeat Dad of the Year, Nick Cannon, talking about why he'd rather have his kid be a bully. What a loser.
understand. Yeah, when's the last time you got your ass whooped?
Before I came here by your child.
You do like to throw hands.
He does. He's a little fighter.
Yeah, you know, they get it from their deadbeat dad.
For real. A little fighter, for real. Is. Tell them, do not hit girls. You can hit boys.
All right, let's promote violence and have a whole 13 kids become criminals. Yay! Father of the friggin' ear.
See, that's not real.
Just don't hit girls. But like, you know, like because them other little boys be trying to test them. And he
You know what?
No, you got to throw hands.
He do got to learn how to fight. Not quite.
Don't put your hands on mama.
I don't encourage nor condone fighting on either parties. Okay. I don't need to hit my child. Y'all hitting?
Nah.
No, but if I
had. No, Nick probably does.
Adam,
but
yes.
You gotta teach your child how to.
Yes.
You gotta teach your child how to defend themselves.
All right, there you go. Here's something from Way Up with Angela Yee.
Yeah, so basically, my girl sleep. I dig in my butt and then I put it on her nose so she can stop snoring.
Wait, you dig in your butt and put it on your girlfriend's nose and that makes her stop snoring? What type of remedy is that?
I don't know. It just seemed to work one time, and I've just been going back to it ever since.
What was in your butt?
It's not. It's just the smell. Cause like usually when I'm just laying there.
What a trashy thing to say.
I don't know. It just stinks time to time. So
your butt should not stink, sir. Especially not in a bed. I think you need to do a better job.
Love Angela Yee. When I met her, she called me a tall glass of water.
No.
I don't know. I'm.
All right.
I'm a man, basically. You know.
Yeah, you don't wipe your ass. Caroline Leavitt's nephew, the mother of her nephew, was detained by ICE agents. Let's hear what she has to say.
The brother of White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says he's most concerned about his son's safety and well-being after he confirms his son's mother is in ICE custody. Photos published on a GoFundMe site show Michael Leavitt's former partner, Bruno Ferreira, a source confirming she was taken into ICE custody in Revere, Massachusetts.
I wonder if this will change your opinion on her or she'll still be whipped by Trump.
DHS saying she's being held at an ICE facility in Louisiana. Michael Leavitt spoke to WMUR off camera on his front porch tonight, telling us that his son has lived with him since he was born, but Ferreira has maintained a relationship with the boy. According to DHS, Ferreira overstayed her visa by 26 years and has a previous arrest for battery. But
that's not good to have it publicly.
But Ferreira's attorney, Todd Pomerlo, insists that she came here legally from Brazil under DACA and is in the process of getting her green card.
Bruna has no criminal record whatsoever. I don't know where that is coming from.
Because MAG is stupid. It makes up lies along the way.
Show us the proof. There's no.
Yeah, please do it.
No charges out there. She's not a criminal, illegal alien. We're hearing that said about basically anyone who's not a U.S.
There you go.
The brother of White
House. There you go. There's that. Let me see here. I was driving in Tampa and they'll have these like little like signs with like sayings. And it said, slow down. Don't speed. You'll spend less time with your in-laws. And also in Hoppy's inbox, some MAGA dude with the picture of the fake Trump assassination said, oh my God, dude, shut it. That's when you know that you're losing, is when you're telling me to shut it. You know how you know you can tell if someone's middle-aged and kind of homophobic? Is if they use gay as a slur. The other day, somebody told me, hey, you know, what did they say to me exactly? They said, I took that video of the food that was stolen from me in the break room at Beasley Media Group, and they said to me, they said, do you know, blah, 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 da, 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 do you know, well, there was like non-alcoholic beer in there, and they're like, why is the gay beer in there? And I commented, and I said, I didn't know beer could have gay sex, and then the guy did not reply. There's this headline right here. If it wants to load. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. Play! I had to sign on mute. Sorry, this show's not the most polished.
Nurses revolt. Coast to coast, nurses are expressing outrage after they are no longer being considered a profession.
First of all, okay, I agree that nurses are a profession. My mom did it for 35 years and it was kick-ass. But this is terrible editing. Why do you have 12 TikToks about nurses complaining on top of the news? Listen.
Are expressing outrage after they are no longer.
That is terrible editing.
Longer being considered a profession.
And that's ridiculous. Nurses do all the hard work that most doctors don't do. Doctors go room to room, blah, blah, blah. Nurses are the hardworking profession. And this pisses me off. My mom worked 12 hours a day to provide. Pretty sure that's a profession. I'm pretty sure that's a profession, you ass wipes.
On my degree, it says registered professional nurse.
Emily Spendlove is an ICU nurse.
How has this left you feeling?
Especially since our country has experienced something recently, such as the pandemic, and being labeled in the media as like healthcare heroes. And then going from that to less than a decade later being labeled as not even a professional, I would describe it as a slap in the face.
It really is embarrassing. And it feels kind of sexist. You don't realize how important nurses are. And if you disrespect a nurse, I'll bitch slap you.
All has to do with how the one big beautiful bill changes the nation's student loan system.
Stupid. Of course they leave something out for women. But if Trump's sick, he'll need a nurse. Okay, then. If Trump or any of the stupid MAGA that signed that bill, if you need a nurse, don't get it then. You don't need it.
By not being recognized as professionals, nurses are limited on how much they can borrow to pursue their graduate degree. The cap, $100,000.
Oh, this country's helping out the future. Thank God the boomers are screwing us over as we're about to watch them die. And we get left with this world. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The concern is that this could lead to an even greater nursing shortage.
Duh.
Could put the nursing profession and the future of nursing kind of in danger. It is deterring a lot of current nurses from pursuing advanced practice nursing degrees as well.
It's really hurtful.
26-year-old Tessa McDonald is a pediatric ICU nurse.
I just don't understand how that wouldn't be professional. Everyone wants a nurse who knows what they're doing, who's...
Of course! That's what you need! But this is sexism at its finest! So then anybody who signed Big Beautiful Bill, which is such a douchey name, the Small Dick Energy Bill, anybody that signed it, if you need a nurse, sorry, it's not the profession for you. You don't need it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.